so amazing. This is music is from his greatest hits gospel album. And anyway, welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show with Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11 a.m. It is rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again on Saturdays at noon. You are welcome to email me during the show, and I'll try to get to it. That's at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in sugar. .com. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine, and we are sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npeer.com. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back, Wayne, and hello.
Well, it's good to be back, and hello to you.
Wayne, yes, we're talking about religion and how it plays a role in family, marriage, kids. And as you know, I've been married twice, and each time I married a non-Jewish woman, being a relatively moderately observant Jew, that was maybe not the wisest choice, but I married for... Oh, I won't even say what reasons, but I did ignore that, and it created some complications, and I'd like your take on this subject, and I don't actually think it's come up too much in men's groups that we've been in together, but you might have something to add, so I'll turn over the topic to you right now.
Well, I think like any other important issue in the family, you know, mom and dad, husband and wife, they need to be on the same page, and, you know, religion, politics, money, a source of a lot of conflict in families. I was not brought up religious, nor was my wife. But when we had kids, we had this desire to see if they needed something that we did not have when we grew up. And I certainly had this feeling of being Jewish, but not being a part of a Jewish community.
Well, there are a lot of secular Jews. So did you, when you grew up, you said you weren't very religious. Does that mean you celebrated some of the holidays but didn't attend temple?
No, my parents were atheists.
Ah.
And they were members of the Ethical Culture Society back in New York. But I think it was more laziness than real commitment.
On their part?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I wasn't bar mitzvahed. I had no religious education. There was no religious influence in the house at all.
Was there a Christmas tree?
No.
You didn't do anything for Hanukkah either?
There was no menorah.
Did you ever go to a Seder?
Not until I was an adult.
Really? Okay, so when you say you had a non-religious upbringing, I mean, for all intents and purposes, the Judaism was a non-factor.
It was absent completely.
Interesting. So go on with what you and your wife chose, and she was raised with, I think you told me before, with no religion at all.
That's right.
Okay, so there was nothing. Did she, by the way, have a Christmas tree? Okay, so they observed it for the fun of it, but not for any of the meaning.
That's correct. Well, not for the religious meaning.
Yes, that's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah. So when the kids were young, we went searching. We searched at a temple. We searched at a Unitarian Universalist congregation. I went on a spiritual journey. I read a lot, visited all sorts of locations, and in the end, although we belonged to various communities for short periods of time, in the end, it never fit for us. It just didn't fit us. But what it did do was it brought prayer into the house. It brought a sense of the importance of believing in something larger than ourselves. And so there's a slight foundation for the kids, and as they... as they grow up, they'll be free to choose whatever kind of religious or spiritual path that suits them. And they will most likely be heavily influenced by their mates.
Did you have ritual in your home that had a religious overtone?
My home of origin? Or
No. The home you created with your wife.
My wife was more responsible than anyone in terms of creating rituals. So we brought in a menorah, and we had a Christmas tree. And as I got more involved in men's work, the importance of ritual became clear to me.
Well, I know, because you do a lot of wonderful rituals in the work you do. So I know how true that is. I have found that in my home, a simple ritual of observing Shabbat has been extremely significant in my family. It allows us to take a pause from the crazy busyness that we all live and sit down and have a family meal together. And we do a few blessings that basically are expressing gratitude for the food, for the wine, for our good fortune. We also share things on that day only about the previous week that made an impact on us. So I found that ritual to be very meaningful, and I encourage families to make that choice, as I discussed in the column. And in my case, we were singularly Jewish for my first marriage when the boys were young, but we are now doing a little bit more of what you did in my second marriage, where I actually have a Christmas tree in my home, which I thought was something I could not do for some just hard line stubbornness, I'd say, on my part. I mean, you know me, I'm not stubborn at all. So it's a very interesting issue, and I've softened a considerable bit on having more than one religion in the home. I still, though, believe a singular choice is ideal.
Yeah, our emphasis has been, and I know you share this too, it's about being good people and knowing right from wrong. And I think in terms of, you know, the foundations of most religions and journeys of spirituality, it has all that in common about being good people and doing unto others. And so that's always been more important. And I think in the end, if that is instilled in kids, it's the most important part of what religion has to offer, no matter what the religion is and whether there's more than one.
Well, I agree. I also know you and I have talked about it, and it's been a somewhat of an ongoing theme for the show, which is parents' behavior is completely observed by our children. So what we model will teach them more than what we say. So if you are, to quote you, a good person, if you give charity, if you give back to the world, if you do not lie, cheat, or steal, that they will see that. And that will influence them a lot more than having Bibles all over the house and the Ten Commandments posted on the kitchen with a magnet, the kitchen fridge with a magnet.
Well, the thing is, we've heard many stories of kids who've been brought up in various religious, so-called religious homes, but their fathers, or mostly their fathers, were going through the motion. They didn't own it. They didn't believe it. It wasn't their path. And so kids grow up with an experience and an education, but there's also a lot of ambivalence because they knew that dad really wasn't believing it. So what's the point? And so I think it's very important that, you know, if you're going to teach something to your children, that you live it. Otherwise, you might be really wasting a good part of your energy and time.
I completely agree. And in fact, my memory, my mother was what I call a secular Jew. She loved to say Yiddish words, and she loved to cook Jewish food, and she loved to go to the deli, and she loved to be involved with the temple sisterhood, as they called it, which was with a women's group. But my mom and dad would drive me to temple Sunday for Hebrew school, and then they'd go off and have breakfast. And I found that to be very hypocritical, because they were not taking me to temple except for a couple big holidays each year. In fact, they're coming up, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So they were not modeling that for me. My parents were otherwise terrific. I do not want to be critical of them, but in that regard, they reflected a lot of parents of that generation that became a lot more secular.
Yeah. Well, you know, my great-grandfather was a rabbi.
Oh, I never knew that.
But my grandfather was a socialist in New York City, and many of the Jews at that time completely walked away from Judaism.
Well, that was a big post-Holocaust reaction. We are, as usual, just about out of time. Wayne, please let our listeners know where they can reach you and a quick update on the forthcoming retreat.
Yes, bettermen.org. We've got our annual retreat up in the Santa Barbara area, October 1st through 3rd. It looks like we're going to have a great turnout. It's an initiation into manhood. Men, this is the thing you want to do to be the best father, husband, and man that you can be. And you can find out all the information at bettermen.org.
I can vouch for these weekends, having attended and participated in several. Wayne, thank you so much for joining me yet again. I will see you next week and talk with you next Thursday.
Well, maybe 2 weeks from today.
Oh, that's right. You are going away.
I'm going away, but I trust that somehow you'll muddle through, Bruce.
I will muddle. That's my middle name. Thank you, Wayne.
Take care.
Time for a break. Next segment is Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
One accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. You'll serve.